guys, this is your host Romina for RM Podcast FL. So today's episode is a little bit different. After I dropped out of high school for about 4 years, like I mentioned on the first episode, that very first step of going back to school was a little scary for me. But I remember the very first professor was my professor from my intro to management, to project management class. And today's speaker is exactly that professor. She made the class so enjoyable, especially Microsoft Project software. If you have run across the software before, you definitely know it's not an easy one. I never thought I'd like project management as much as I do, but she's just kind of injected on my DNA. And I even went ahead and got my Lean Six Sigma belt because of how much she made me love it. Professor Goodell has a strong business leadership background in the financial sector, and primarily in the areas of human resource and operations. And professional designation include the certification employee benefit specialist, the society human resource management senior certified professional, the senior professional human resource. And she also possesses the Six Sigma green belt and brings, of course, a lot of HR management experience. Fun fact, Professor Goodell and her husband, O. Goodell Group Incorporated, and have successfully operating the business since 2004. They support organizations around leadership development, professional startup expansions. Their clients range from Fortune 500 organizations to small mom and pop entrepreneurs. For about 4 years now, she also advises the Florida State College Jacksonville, the Society Human Resource Management, the student chapter, and for the last year she was actually one of my advisors, and every year she works very tirelessly with the members. Under her supervision, the chapter has been able to receive their National Merit Award every year, so that is pretty awesome. She has been a great help to me and a lot of my other friends that currently attend school under the same major. And without losing any time, let's dig in to the interview. Perfect. So the guest for today is Professor Goodell. Hi, Professor Goodell.
Hi, thank you for having me, Romina.
Oh, you're so sweet. My pleasure. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Certainly.
So as we mentioned on the bio, Professor Goodell was actually one of my first professors here at Florida State College of Jacksonville, and I fell in love with project management because of you.
Yay!
So thank you.
Everything we do is a project.
Yes, absolutely. So we're just going to kind of dig into the questions. So you and your husband for about 15 years now,
yes,
are successfully operating Goodell Group Incorporated.
Yes.
Like, how did the idea get started? Did you pitch the idea? Did he pitch the idea? Like, what happened there?
Goodell Group Incorporated actually started in 2003 mm-hmm. with my husband, Jim, who wanted to start an entertainment company.
Okay.
Because we are both musicians, but yet we are also, at that time, we were vice presidents at a financial services firm and bring strong business backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to plan. You follow your passion.
Yes.
But have a plan to achieve it. So the idea of starting an entertainment production company with a professional development company is how we got started. And it's something he's always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
We had a plan. We supported it. And we went off. Yes, we went off to the races, shall we say, and we have been in business now, as a matter of fact, it was this week, 15 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Happy
yes.
15th year anniversary.
Thank you. So we do, he actually does a lot of professional development,
uh-huh.
as well as operational consulting, as well as music, right?
Nice.
We both are musicians. I'm a full-time professor, so that's my passion. So I left, I'm still with the business, but mm-hmm. left being in it day to day to be a professor at FSCJ,
nice.
Florida State College of Jacksonville. Yes.
Did you guys, when you first started, did you like had like a 5-year plan, 10-year plan? Or was it more of like, we have this great idea, let's dig in, let's see what we can do?
Oh no, we had a 3-year plan. We started with 3 years, and every year we do set our goals. We actually have a business meeting, even though it's the two of us. We actually do meet to go over our business goals, what we've achieved, as well as our goals for the coming year.
That's awesome.
Yes, and how we need to adjust any of that. Now, again, it's primarily that he is running the business, but he travels all over the country doing organizational development, leadership development for companies and clients locally as well. So, and then we also have our music production piece too.
That's awesome. I can see your face kind of lights up when you talk about the music production.
Yes.
Do you play any instruments?
I do. I play piano.
Okay.
Organ, and I'm a vocalist.
Okay.
And he is a vocalist, and he runs our cabaret. It's called Bella Voce Cabaret.
Okay.
Which came out of his work at a restaurant here in Jacksonville that had singing waiters.
Okay.
And the clients would come in and say, can you come to our house and do for this person's birthday, for this celebration, whatever, or can you come to a hotel to do a corporate conference as the entertainment? And bringing his business background, was able to merge the two.
Kind of integrate them two together.
Yeah, and we also work with organizations who are looking to do one-day educational programs, and they want something different instead of the same old sitting, watching PowerPoints, that sort of thing. So we will create an interactive program for them, with them, really, not for them, with them. And frequently that then turns into additional business.
That is awesome.
Have a passion, but have a plan to achieve it.
Oh, absolutely.
But also be open to what comes to you and analyze each opportunity. And I would say, going back to your original question, again, have a plan, but also if you don't succeed, you'll never know. So try it.
Yeah.
If you don't try it, that's a better way to say it. If you don't try it, you'll never know, and realize that you will have you should have a backup plan.
So even if you don't succeed, you learn from your mistakes, so you know second time around, you know what not to do.
Exactly.
Because it's different when somebody tells you something to do or not do, and it's different when you've experienced it yourself.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
What are, through running the Goodell Group in corporate, what are some of the biggest accomplishments that you guys have run across? Or did you have like an aha moment and say, oh my God, I cannot believe we just achieved this?
I would say almost every day, you know, because even though you set your goals and your objectives, you still have to work hard at it.
Okay.
And keep focused on that vision. Keep focused on that goal and see what comes. You know, keep your arms open and see what comes to you. You know, and of course, then always analyze it and gather data if you need to determine if it's a good option or not. But I would say, being in business for 19 years, you know, or however long. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
15 years. 15 years. It's 2019. Sorry.
Like 15 years, yes.
And not killing each other, no.
Yeah, how is that? Running a business with your husband? Like, are you sometimes just, I'm just going to step out of here and I'll talk to you later? Like, do you guys get mad at each other? Or is more like, relax, we need to handle this?
We, yes, relax, we need to handle this. We're both pretty easygoing.
That's good.
Neither one of us has a temper or anything. I think having been in business for many years prior to starting the business, have learned how to work together.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
Sometimes it's hard to turn it off, but you still do.
Do you still talk about business when you're at home watching TV?
Yes. Yes.
So you're never really taking a break.
Yeah. So we
We just really have fun with it, I guess you could say.
That's awesome. So, yeah. So when you look at you, well, when I look at you, mm-hmm. you're pretty well-rounded. I mean, you have your personal business with your husband, successful for 15 years. You're an amazing professor.
Thank
you're an
you.
Advisor. I mean,
excellence award winner, Region 3 ACBS.
No, you really are.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You really are. I remember I was so nervous going back to school and being like, oh my goodness, like 4 years off, working full time. And it was really, and I don't know if you remember, but like one time I got beat by fire ants really bad. So I remember texting you a picture, yes. emailing yes. you a picture in the mm-hmm. ER hospital saying, oh. I'm trying to do the assignment, but I'm at the ER. I'm sorry I'm late.
Yes.
No, so you're really sweet. It's not only like the, you also have the human side of it, which that's what makes you different. But my question is, what motivates you? Like, what fuels you? Because you're just like going, and you, I feel like you're never relaxing. What fuels you? Like, what is your biggest motivation?
I would say seeing others bringing out the best in themselves.
Okay.
For that example, you're a perfect example of being our Society for Human Resources Management student chapter president.
Mm-hmm.
Now going on your second year, we've received the National Superior Merit Award now for 3 years. You're doing podcasts. So seeing others bring out the best in themselves and then helping to support that. Is extremely motivational.
Not selfish, but kind of selfish because it gets you happy seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is the scariest goal that you ever assigned to yourself?
Scariest goal was probably starting the business because we both were working in full-time mm-hmm. positions, like I said, in financial services and leadership roles. And just taking that leap, you know, taking that risk and but having a plan
mm-hmm.
and doing it together.
Yeah.
You know, he launched in 2003 and then I joined him and launched the business itself in 2004. So he launched first and I was still working full time and then I launched with him. So I'd say the scariest thing was then the two of us went from a steady paycheck to having to do it all on our own.
Huh. Did you guys run from home first? Or did you have like an operational office for the business?
Oh, we work from home.
You work from home?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah, we didn't need to spend the money.
That's good.
On any sort of an operations, you know, office,
mm-hmm.
You know, even those places where you can rent space, you know, now we can work from home. Yeah,
that's pretty convenient.
Yeah,
and you can kind of make your own schedule as long as your to-do list also gets completed.
Yes,
which I'm sure you have a to-do list.
We do. Yes.
Yes. So you did mention that you worked in the financial world before,
mm-hmm.
so
and human resources.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to the young generation? Because I feel like I'm okay with money managing, but I'm not where I would love to be. But then I see some others and like, I feel like I'm doing better.
Yes.
But what advice would you give to the generation, like my age, like 20s,
mm-hmm.
to be cautious on their spending and investments? Or like, what if you can give like two tips, like
mm-hmm.
what advice would you give us?
I would say to first stop and think,
mm-hmm.
do you want this? Or do you need this?
It.
And second would be to save.
To save.
Just save as often as you can. One trick that I did for years was to just save $5 bills. And I'd put them in a drawer.
Hmm.
And then they accumulated.
They
just
piled up.
They didn't earn interest or anything.
Yeah.
But it was just like a little emergency fund of just $5 bills. So just save.
Mm-hmm.
The old adage of saving for a rainy day.
I feel like
it's true.
That's
but save for the future. But we don't know what the future is going to hold. So save.
Correct.
Save for the future. You know?
I just feel like at least a lot of my friends, you would definitely benefit from saving, so you're not freaking out, because everybody will be to that paycheck to paycheck period for a moment. But even if you live paycheck to paycheck your whole life, but you save the $5, like you said, maybe in 5 years you'll have that money, that that trip you always wanted, you can take that trip and reward yourself, or that furniture, you can buy that.
And you can, if your company offers any sort of, say a 401k, any sort of defined contribution plan, or depending on the organization, save at least to the company match. You know, try to at least budget that right off the top to the company match, so you are getting money, you know, that company match.
So you can
match
maximize, maximize their match too.
Yes, absolutely. And I had one more and I'll think of it. Oh, tuition assistance. All of my degrees have been through tuition assistance, company paid.
Really?
Yeah, the Six Sigma as well, the SHRM, the SEEBS, until we started our business, but all of that was paid for by the firms. So utilize that tuition assistance program.
That's a big weight off your shoulders.
Yes.
Especially with student loans and people that are in debt. That's definitely, that's a good one. Yes. I'm going to remember that.
That is an employee benefit many employees do not use.
That is that is a benefit that a lot of corporations do apply, but
absolutely,
not a lot of employees use them.
Right.
Another question of mine, and I can kind of, this is kind of like a selfish question more.
Sure.
But so many students work full time or part time, and they work, they go to school, they work the same time, and they're just kind of like go, 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 and you're just in the momentum. But when you look back, you sometimes feel like you're not reaching your goals, or you just feel like you hit this plateau moment that you just are not where you wish to be. What did you tell to these individuals, like myself? Like I said, this is more for me a question, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Certainly.
Whenever you hit the frustration moment, like what did you advise? Because I don't know if you had a moment that you went through it, or if you've seen somebody that went through that moment before, like what did you advise to us?
Sure. The advice would be to realize that there may be something that you're being spared from, or from which you are being spared. We've been, say, disappointed maybe in not getting a contract with a firm, and then all of a sudden the firm goes out of business.
Oh.
So it was good that we didn't get that contract.
But you got upset at the time.
Right. So there's always a good reason why things work out. And there is also a good reason to just sit back and breathe. Have a second cup of coffee. And take stock in what you have achieved. What are those things that you do well? And continue to focus on those. So it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. If you don't know what you're going to be spared from, I should state that correctly, from what you're being spared, as well as being able to take the time to take stock in what you've done and what you want to accomplish. So a pause is okay.
A pause is, I like that. A pause is okay. Because you sometimes you feel like you're just running, 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 and then you hit a wall and you're like, goodness, what am I doing?
No, it's okay to
pause. A pause is okay. I'll remember that. That's a good one. And then I'm always intrigued. This is the last question. But I'm always intrigued by the answers. To you, what is the definition of success?
Being able to have that second cup of coffee in the morning. Yes, and the ability to run our own schedules and to help others to be successful and achieve their goals. And also to have that balance of, for us, business and service to others. And then also the faculty. Of course, the biggest thing is the being a professor, you know, because when I was a little girl, all I ever wanted to be was a professor.
Really?
And my parents said, you need to get a marketable skill. So I did, and had a great career. And eventually,
you went back to your root.
Yep. Became successful in obtaining a professor position.
Nice.
Yep. So follow your dreams.
With a plan, though.
With a plan.
A plan, though. You're so passionate about your students. I remember for the Associates of Science graduation, me and my family left. Like, we left the stage and everything, and we went to have dinner. And I remember sitting there, and you had texted me the video. And it was, my parents were all the way far, and then you were just right at the stage. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited, and I got so happy. I was like, look, there's a close-up video of me. I was like, she's awesome. Oh, yay. So that video is really sweet. I actually have it on my phone, and we made an album for my graduation.
Yes.
And that video is a part of it, too, for the household. So thank you for
that's
that.
That's so great. Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, I feel like we covered a lot of necessary material. I hope our listeners did retrieve a lot of information too. My goal is for them to learn at least one new thing.
Correct.
For every podcast, instead of 100, just one. One, we're good. If you learn more, yay. But is there anything else that you would like to add to the interview or to the conversation?
No, I think you've asked some really great questions, probing questions, and no, it's been quite enjoyable. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the interview as much as I did. I definitely learned a lot, and Professor Goodell, it's always a pleasure to talk to. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram, or for any updates, go to our website, rmpodcast.com. Hope you guys have a great rest of the day, and we will see you next week.